Good morning and welcome to Glory and Peace Church. Happy birthday to everyone celebrating in October. Wednesday Bible study and Friday prayer meetings are held each week at 7 p.m. If you cannot join us in person, following Zoom information to join in. And when you're on the go, you can also like, subscribe, and share on all of our social media channels. Did you know there is a convenient spot for your communion cup? It is located beneath the seat in front of you on the tray to your right. We are looking to collect children's winter clothing for Champlain School. Please make sure all items are in good, clean condition. There is a donation bin set up in the foyer. Volunteers are also needed. Please let us know where you'd like to help. Let God Arise, the Feast of Tabernacle meetings will be occurring October 16th through the 23rd at 6:30 p.m. nightly. Don't forget, Daylight Saving Time ends on November 3rd.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Glory and Peace Church. Amen. Welcome everyone this morning. Welcome to those online. Hallelujah. God is great. Father God, we just thank you are in this place. Holy Spirit, you are in this place. We just worship you this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, that you are more than enough for us, Lord. You are more than enough for every circumstance. Father, we lift our hands to you this morning. We worship your name. Hallelujah. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship you this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. We come to you in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way in this place. Hallelujah. You are my supply, my breath of life. Still more awesome than I know. You are my reward worth living for. Still more awesome than I know. I'm gonna sing it again. You are my supply, my bread. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We serve a mighty God. Hallelujah. We serve a mighty God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You are mighty. You are awesome. Father, you are great. You are the all-knowing God, creator of all things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We worship you this morning. Hallelujah. Just speak to him. Hallelujah. Just tell him how good he is. Thank him for what he's done. Thank you for what he's doing. You know the promises that he's made you. Thank you, Father, for those promises that they are fulfilled. Father, that you are faithful and you are true. You are not a liar. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, that we can trust in you. We can trust in your name. We can trust in your word. We stand on your word, Father. Hallelujah. And we just thank you this morning. We just thank you this morning for what he has done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. off our mics. Let's sing it all together as a congregation.
You've been so good, Lord, you've been so, so good, you've been so Father, arise. Let every enemy be scattered. Father, you've bestowed upon us great and mighty gifts. Graced our lives with your goodness, your peace. You've spoken your word and you've sent your giftings. But too many times, the enemy of our souls, as it did with Daniel, seeks to delay and stop that which you have already released unto us. Tonight, this afternoon, this morning, this day, this week, this month, this year, we are saying, Father, arise and let every enemy be scattered. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say, Father, arise in us. Let everything, oh God, in us that delays and hampers what you want done be uprooted. For we hold on to your promise, your word, that which my Father hath not planted shall be uprooted. So, Lord, oh God, if there be anything in us that needs to be uprooted, let it now be uprooted. If there is anything, oh God, in this house, in this your church, Lord, oh God, that you have not planted, Father, let it be uprooted in the mighty name of Jesus. Uproot everything that will cause delays. Uproot everything, oh God, that will hamper and hinder your divine will. For Lord, oh God, this day we declare that henceforth your glory shall be made manifest in our midst, and that we will be, oh God, light bearers. For Lord, oh God, your glory is revealed in us. We say, Lord, you are so good. Let your goodness be made manifest in the mighty name of Jesus. Bring us out, oh God, and display your glory in us and through us. This is our cry. This is our testimony that you are good and that your blessings are bound towards us forever. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. You've brought me out. You've brought me out. Yes, for your glory. Just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Five times, let's do it. Seated. We're going to sing that song, Let God Arise and Let His Enemies Be Scattered, one more time, and then Mama is going to come. But the Lord said something to us during this feast, during this new year in God. The year 5785. It's a special year. And as we explored those numbers, we saw very clearly that the year 5785 started with the number 5 and ended with the number 5. And 5 is the number of grace. Praise the Lord. Then we found out that not only does the number start with 5 and end with 5, the next number to the 5 is the number 7, which is the number for completion. And the next number is the number 8, which is the number of new beginnings. Amen. Then we found out, well, that it's not just that. It is 5 plus 7 plus 8 plus 5, and that number ends up with the number 25. Then we found out that 25, which is in the physical terms in the next year, 2025, that number has 5 plus 5 plus 5 plus 5 plus 5. And all God is saying for you, for me, to you, and to me is that this year it's all going to be grace, 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 grace. And when you have 5 grace, you got a fist. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody give the devil an uppercut. Bam. Amen. Another uppercut. Pow. Another one. Pow. Another one. Pow. Another one. Pow. Knockout. Somebody shout hallelujah. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered.
Jesus, down, down, Satan, up, up, Jesus. up, Jesus. Down, down, Satan. Up, up, Jesus. Down, down, Satan. Up, up, Jesus. Down, down, Satan. Let God, let God. Thank you, worship team.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I like that. Up, up, Jesus. Down, down, Satan. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you, worship team. Praise the Lord forevermore. All right, it's time to pray for our children. The rest of you, stretch your hands towards the Lord, towards the children. Father, we just give you praise. Thank you for another beautiful, glorious day that you have provided for us. Thank you for taking care of all your children. Thank you for all our biological children, spiritual children, extended families, partners. All over the world, we bless your holy name. Children standing here before me and those hearing the sound of my voice from everywhere around the world, we lift them before you, Almighty God. Every child from age 120 plus to zero form, those in the womb, those in seed form, those walking the earth, every decade of life from 120 and upwards and downwards, we lift them before you, Almighty God. Touch every life. May every life know you. May they return back to you. We came from everlasting, and may we return to everlasting God. May we continue to bless and worship your name, and continue to lift you higher in our lives. Your word says, as we lift you up, you will draw all men unto you. As we lift you up, draw our lives back to you. May we hear your voice and follow your footstep. Strengthen everyone. Those that are sick, we declare them, be healed, be restored, be made whole. Those that are discouraged, encourage them in the Lord. Bring joy back into their lives. Those that are depressed, set them free. Every captive be set free. In the name of Jesus, Father, strengthen the family of God. And those that are lost, draw them back to your salvation. In the name of Jesus. And those that are poor, make them rich. In Jesus' name, your word says, let the poor say, I am rich. And let the weak say, I'm strong. We thank you for strength, and we thank you for your favor. We thank you, O God. Let God arise and let all our enemies be scattered in the name of Jesus. Say amen. All right, bless you, children. We'll see you later. Father, we continue to give you praise. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the Spirit of the living God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. We receive you, we welcome you, have your way in our lives, in this service, in our homes, in our city, in our nation, and all that you have given to us. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord forevermore. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. All right. This morning, we have two scriptures to read. So the first one we're going to start reading, this is the Feast of Tabernacles. I don't know why I'm getting so much feedback. Can we close those back doors, please? Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Praise you, Lord. Leviticus 23. There are many different parts. You can find this scripture in another part, but this one I'm going to read from today. Leviticus 23, we start reading from verse 33. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of This seventh month shall be the feast of tabernacles for 7 days unto the Lord. Verse 35. And on the first day shall be an holy convocation. You shall do no civil work therein. 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And on the 8th day shall be an holy convocation unto you, and you shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. It is a solemn assembly, and you shall do no servile work therein. These are the feasts of the Lord. These are feasts for Jewish people. These are feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, to offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord, a burnt offering and a meat offering, a sacrifice and drink offerings, everything upon his day, beside the Sabbaths of the Lord, and beside your gifts, and beside all your vows, and beside all your freewill offerings, which you give unto the Lord. Also, in the 15th day of the 7th month, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep a feast unto the Lord 7 days. On the 1st day shall be a Sabbath, and on the 8th day shall be a Sabbath. And you shall take you on the 1st day the boughs of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, boughs of thick trees, and willows of the brook, and you shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days. And you shall keep it a feast unto the Lord 7 days in the year, and it shall be a statute for how long? Forever in your generations. You shall celebrate it in the 7th month. Verse 42. You shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. And Moses declared unto the children of Israel the feasts of the Lord. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody say, amen. Well, this is why this is done every year. Somebody shout hallelujah. Because it did not say after the New Testament it stops. It says forever. Forever means what? Forever. God is not a senile God that forgets what he has spoken. He meant what he said, and he will continue to do that. Praise the Lord forevermore. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord forevermore. All right, let's turn our Bible now to Psalm 4. Psalm 4. Make sure you write that scripture down so you know to know this is the word of the Lord. And during this season, if you forget the season, it's already harvest time. Did we not just come through harvest in the natural also? You need to know and read that to your children, your grandchildren. Say amen. All right. Praise the Lord forevermore. Psalm 4 is very short. Let's read together. Hear me when I call. How many of you want God to hear them? Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness, that has enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. Say amen. O ye sons of men, how long will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love vanity and seek after leasing? Those are just like leasing. That means like wicked things, crooked things. But no deceitfulness, all those type of things that fall into that. So may we let go of those mess in the name of Jesus. Verse 3. know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Say amen. May God cause you to be a godly person. God says, if you are godly, he set you apart for himself. May you be God's favorite child. By being godly, automatically you become one of that. Say amen. So it pays to be godly. Verse 4, stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still, Selah. Every day commune with yourself. Check your heart. Check yourself. Delete the things that doesn't please God from your heart. Say, do that upon your bed. So never go to sleep without taking care of your heart. Say amen. Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence. Out of it flows the issues of life. Somebody say, I will guard my heart. And I will commune with my heart. Don't spend your time about other people. Spend your time about yourself. And see whether you have been godly today. Daily. Somebody say daily. Daily I will do this. Say amen. 5, offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Say amen. May God shine his light upon you and upon me. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. If you work on your heart, you will sleep in peace and dwell in safety. No evil shall come nigh your dwelling. Say amen. Say, I receive the word of the Lord into my heart. Say amen. Say amen. Hallelujah. Let us rise and pray. Father, we thank you for your goodness. You've truly been so good to us. You brought us out of many difficult situations. Many situations that could have taken our lives, taken our breath. You brought us out. Brought us out of pain and sorrow and grief. You brought us out of shame. You brought us out of wickedness. You brought us out of the net of the enemy. Oh, Father, we give you praise. You've been so good. You've been so good. You brought us out of sickness, pain, and disease. You brought us out of poverty, lack. We give you praise. You brought us out of captivity. Father, we give you praise. You've been so good to us. When arrows are flying by day and night, they missed us because you protected us. Father, we thank you. Can you say thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As they sang that song this morning, you've been so good. I thought through many things where each time we sang it, so many histories were flashing before my eyes of the goodness of God. Father, we thank you for your goodness. Just tell him, you're so good. You're so good. You're so good to me and my household. You're so good. You're so good. You're so good. You've provided for us, giving us shelter, giving us clothing, giving us your holy word, giving us your encouragement, giving us everything. Father, you are good to us. Even when we don't deserve it, you put your deserving on us. Father, we give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Father, have your way in our lives, in every member of our families, in our biological family, church family, extended families. You've been good even when we are blind towards your goodness. May we remember what you have done for us. You reminded us to know for 40 years they dwell in tent. There was no physical house. No physical house. The elements could not destroy them. The wild animals could not destroy them. There was no grocery store, no water fountains. You provided food, shelter, water, everything. You preserved them. There was no place to go do shopping for clothing or not. Everything grew on them. Their shoes were not worn out. Their body were not destroyed. Father, you are a good God. We enter this realm of your total provision, of your total caring, Lord. Father, we bless your holy name. No enemy can destroy any one of your children. He cannot have us because, God, you have risen. He's risen and he's risen indeed. And we rise with you. Oh, hallelujah. All our enemies be scattered. All the enemies of Israel be scattered. They are at it again and you are scattering them. You are defeating them and yet they are still trying. Father, arise, O God, and continue to let all your enemies be scattered, be destroyed, be removed. In the name of Jesus, our safety belongs to you. Save your divine, save your people. Have mercy, O Lord. Let the mercies of our God and mercies of the house of David continue to walk upon your children. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you praise. We pray now for the peace of Jerusalem, peace within her walls, prosperity to her palaces. In the name of Jesus, continue to divert every arrow of the enemy to nothing. Let bring their plans to zero. In the name of Jesus. So that they will know the God of Abraham and Isaac still exists. That they will turn to the true and living God and let go of the wicked ways. In the name of Jesus. Fight for your people. Rescue your people. Set them free. Give them your peace. Let the mountains of Zion be free, where the whole nations of the earth will come and continue to worship you, giving glory to you. In the name of Jesus, solve this situation. In Jesus' name, as you have blessed Abraham, said, out of him all nations will be blessed. Let our nation, Canada, be blessed. United States of America, be blessed. Nigeria, be blessed. Cuba, be blessed. Trinidad, be blessed. Chile, be blessed. In the name of Jesus, let every nation on earth, where someone is calling upon the name of God, may you do the same blessing upon them. Islands of the seas, every home where someone is calling on the name of the Lord, let the blessings of God remain there. In the name of Jesus, bless Glory and Peace Church. Bless the families of Glory and Peace Church. Bless our partners. Bless all our pastors, apostles, and bishop, and families, and leaders. In the name of Jesus, and bless our congregation. Lord, may we have testimonies that give you glory and honor. Be with Apostle as he brings the word this morning. Let your word come with power, with grace and favor, with mercy and truth, healing and deliverance, wholeness and restoration. Let impossible cases become possible. Solve family issues. Solve that problem. Anyone Satan has put on their yoke and put a yoke on their neck, may the hand of the enemy be cut off.
Amen.
And may that yoke be destroyed because of the anointing. In Jesus' mighty name we declare so done. Amen. God bless you, Apostle. Praise the Lord.